圣经的马太福音第五章。
Because of all the snows,
因为在西北部下大雪。
I understand that the airline and everything is backed up, so I have to leave early.
东北部下大，所以很多飞机都在排队，就必须早一点离开。
But I want to give you a very, very important truth that is often overlooked.
我要跟你传讲一个很重要的真理，我们往往忽略的。
And it will help you with your Christianity and with your testimony in the world.
这会帮助你的基督教跟你在世上的见证。
Now in chapter 5, verse 13,
好，第五章十三节
says, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
好，十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，晨照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们的天上的父。
Now, the first thing I want you to see is two very important statements.
首先我要看到两句非常重要的话。
In verse 13,
十三节
You are the salt of the earth.
你们是世上的光。
In verse 14,
十四节
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光跟盐。
Now notice this.
好，注意啊。
It's not saying that a Christian needs to try to become the salt of the earth.
这里不是说一个基督徒要试图变成盐或光。
It's not saying that a Christian ought to try to become light.
这不是说基督徒要试图变成光。
It's saying that a true Christian is salt.
正来说，一个真基督就是光。
And a true Christian is light.
就是盐。
If you're not salt,
如果你不是盐
if you're not light,
你不是光的话
you're not a true Christian.
你就不是个真基督徒。
Someone can say, well, I'm a Christian.
有人可能说我是基督徒啊。
But I'm not a light.
那我不是光啊。
Then you're not a Christian.
那你根本就不是基督徒。
This is a characteristic of a Christian.
这是一个基督徒的特征。
It's something that a Christian will be.
这是一个基督徒一定会做的。
Now let's understand it.
我们需要明白这点。
You are the salt of the earth.
你是世上的盐。
But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again?
哦，如果盐失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
Now, salt has certain properties.
有盐有它的特质。
Certain elements.
一些特别的元素。
If you take away those properties,
如果你把那些元素特征拿走了，
it's no longer salt.
它就不是盐了。
If you take away those properties,
如果你把那些元素特征拿走了，
and replace them with other even good properties, it's no longer salt.
你用其他的特，甚至很好的特征来代替它，它也不是盐了。
Salt has certain properties.
盐有它自己的特征。
In the same way,
同样的道理
a disciple of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的门徒
has certain characteristics,
也有他的特质
that make them effective as a witness in this world,
使他们在世上成为有效的见证人。
If you take away those characteristics,
如果你把那些特质拿走了
that disciple is not effective,
那个门徒就无效了。
Not even a disciple,
他甚至不是门徒。
Now, when we read this passage,
好，当我们读这段经文，
a lot of people preach it this way.
很多人会这么传讲啊。
You know, we need to be the salt of the earth.
你知道我们需要成为世上的盐啊。
We need to be used to change the world.
我们需要改变世界啊，神使用我们。
We need to do things.
我们需要做一些事情啊。
In order to affect a change.
我们要带来这些改变啊。
But that's not what this is teaching.
但这不是这段经文教的。
It's saying we're the salt of the earth.
这经文乃说我们是世上盐。
Salt has certain characteristics.
盐有它的特质。
You take those away.
你把这特质拿走。
It's no longer salt.
就不是盐了。
A disciple of Jesus Christ
同样耶稣的门徒
has certain characteristics.
也有一些特征
You take those away.
你把特征拿走了。
And they are totally and utterly ineffective to change the world.
这些门徒就完全没有能力，没有效果去改变世界了。
In America,
在美国
the emphasis is always going to be
那个重点总是会在
doing, doing, doing.
做这个，做那个，做做做做做。
Activity, activity,
我懂，我懂，活动。
In the Bible,
但在圣经里
it's not so much about doing.
重点不是在我们所做的什么
as it is being,
乃是在是什么
a wicked man
一个邪恶的人
can do a lot of things in the name of Jesus
可以奉耶稣的名做很多很多的事情
but it has no positive effect on the kingdom of heaven
但对神的国度一点正面的影响都没有
what Jesus is talking about here
这里耶稣所说的
is virtue
是美德
the characteristics of a true disciple
一个真正的信徒的品德特征
that make that disciple a instrument of change in the world
使这个门徒在世界上成为改变的工具和途径
now the question is
好问题是
what are those characteristics
这些特征特质美德是什么呢
now I could go all throughout the New Testament
我可以翻整本新约圣经翻过来
and show you all kinds of characteristics
给你看各种各样的基督徒的特质
But this verse
但这一节经文
is in Matthew 5.
是在马太第五章。
And the answer is also found in Matthew 5.
答案也在马太第五章。
What are the preeminent characteristics of a Christian?
一个基督徒的最重要的特征是什么
？That make him useful to God.
这个特征使他在神面前有用。
In impacting the world.
可以改变世界，可以影响世界。
Verse 3.
第三节
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了
Verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn.
第四节哀痛的人有福了
Verse 5. Blessed are the gentle.
第五节温柔的人有福了
6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
第六节饥渴慕义的人有福了
Blessed are the merciful. Verse 7.
第七节怜悯的人有福了
Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart.
第八节清心的人有福了
Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers.Verse 10, blessed are those who have been persecuted.
为你受逼迫的人有福了。
Now,
好
you want to be an instrument of God?
你愿意成为神手中的工具器皿吗？
When we talk about salt,
当我们讲到盐，
we know that salt does a certain thing.
我们知道盐会有一些功用。
It preserves meat so that it doesn't rot.
它可以保存肉类，使它不至于腐烂。
We are to be in this world
我们在世界上
as having a purifying effect upon the world
也要有这样子洁净世界的功效
so that it doesn't rot in its corruption
好叫这个世界不在那个堕落败坏中继续下去
Salt also gives flavor
盐而且也可以给味道
We are to bring the flavor of life
我们要把生命的味道
to the world
带到这个世界
You know, this idea that Christians are supposed to be these morbid, sad people is not biblical.
You know, 这个想法认为基督徒是死死板板的，这不对，不合乎圣经。
It doesn't make you holy because you have a frown on your face.
你脸上带一个皱纹、皱眉头，不使你更加圣洁。
Just listen to this.
听听这个。
The fruit of the Spirit,
圣灵所结的果子
is love,
仁爱
joy,
喜乐。
We are to be a people who, when we walk in the room, life walks in the room.
我们需要成为这样一群人。当我们进到房间里头，生命就来到。
Love walks in the room.
爱也临到了。
Joy walks in the room.
喜乐也走进来。
You see that?
看到吗？
Now, how can we be that way?
我们怎么才能够成为这样呢？
We can even go down further. How can we be light?
或者我们可以继续看，我们怎么样成为光呢
？If you look at light and darkness，
如果你看到光明和黑暗
，the main thing being taught there，
这里讲的主要的是
，is contrast，
是这两者的对比。
Light stands out because it's so different from dark。
光明显明出来，因为它跟黑暗是如此的截然不同。
How can we stand out in a crowd？
我们在一群人当中怎么能够？ 突出呢？
How can we stand out at work?
我们在我们的工作单位怎么样能够不同呢？
Or in school?
或在学校里头？
Or in our family?
或在家庭里头？
How can we have a powerful effect?
我们怎么能够有一个大能的影响力呢？
By verse 3,
第三节，
poverty of spirit,
借着虚心。
What does that mean?
虚心什么意思呢？
To simply put, it means this.
简简单单说就是
Dependence upon God.
依赖神。
You recognize that you can do nothing apart from Him.
除了他，你什么都不能做，离开他。
But also,
而且
that you can do all things through Him who strengthens you.
借着那加我力量的，你凡事都能做。
Jesus said in John 15,
耶稣在约翰福音十五章说，
The Father has ordained that you bear much fruit.
神已经定义了你要多结果子。
But he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
但是他说，离开了我，你什么都不能做。
You cannot.
你不能结果子。
So it is the recognition that apart from Jesus and his strength, we can do nothing.
这虚心就是认识到离开了耶稣，没有他的宝宝们一无所事，一无所成。
What are two of the greatest manifestations of dependence upon God?
我们信靠神的两个最大的表现是什么？
Relying on His Word.
信靠他的话。
Calling on Him in prayer.
在祷告中呼求他。
If you say, Brother Paul, I recognize that I'm absolutely dependent upon Christ.
如果你说保罗弟兄，我知道我是完完全全绝对要依靠他。
Right, how much do you study His Word?
哎，你读他话读多少？
How much do you pray?
你祷告多少？
Because that's what's going to show us.
因为这会向我们显明
how dependent you are on Christ.
你到底是多么的依靠基督。
Or are you more dependent on your own wisdom?
或者你更加依靠自己的智慧聪明。
Are you more dependent upon your own power?
或者更依靠自己的能力、才干。
Or poverty in spirit?
虚心啊。
But poverty in spirit does not mean just poverty.
哎，这个虚心不仅仅是虚空啊。
It's trading your poverty.
而是把你的空虚换。
For his riches,
换成他的丰富。
Throwing away your so-called power,
把你的所谓的能力力量都丢掉。
And your so-called wisdom,
你所谓的智慧放掉。
To depend on his power,
来依靠他的能力和他的智慧。
Which is primarily manifested through the word of God in prayer.
这是主要是借着祷告和神的话语来显明。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福。
Now, in Roman Catholicism,
在罗马天主教里头。
During the monastic period,
在那个道修道期间呢、啊、
they thought it was super spiritual to walk around mourning all the time.
在修道的那段时间，他们整天哀痛哭哭啼啼，是非常的敬虔。
That's not what Jesus is teaching.
这不是耶稣的教导。
He's talking about brokenness.
他讲的是心灵破碎。
But you have to understand brokenness in light of grace.
但是你必须从恩典的环境来明白何为破碎。
Because in one sense, you can say the Christian is constantly mourning.
因为从一个角度，你可以说基督徒总是哀痛哭泣。
But in another sense, the Christian is constantly filled with joy.
那从另一个角度，基督徒是充满喜乐的。
It's I look at myself.
我当我看我自己。
And I see sin.
我看到罪。
I see error.
我看到错误。
And it makes me sad.
让令我非常的忧伤。
And if I keep looking just at me,
但如果我仅仅看我自己，
I'm going to become paralyzed with depression.
我就会瘫痪，我就会患忧郁症。
But I look to me.
但是当我看自己，
And I see nothing there.
我看我自己就是虚空的，一无所事。
And I then look to Christ.
然后我举目仰望基督。
And I find everything.
在他里面，我找到一切。
Forgiveness.
赦免。
Mercy.
恩典怜悯。
And so I look within.
当我看我自己里面。
And I'm broken and needy.
我是破碎，我是大有需要。
But it causes my eyes to then be cast on Him.
但是这令我抬头仰望他。
And I'm full of joy.
我就充满了喜乐。
But my joy does not come from me.
但是我的喜乐不是从里面自己来的。
It does not come from my ability to keep all the commands.
不是靠着我自己努力遵循所有的律法而来的。
I have joy because I'm looking to Christ.
我有喜乐，因为我仰望基督。
Who has died and risen again from the dead.
他为我死，又从死里复活了。
Yes, my dear friend.
是亲爱的朋友。
In a way,
从一个角度。
When you look down at yourself,
当你低头看自己。
It should just be for a moment.
你只应该看一眼。
Your chin should bounce off your chest.
你的下巴要从你的胸膛砰马上弹起来。
I look here.
我看。
Only long enough to see there's nothing.
要看的看到自己一无所有。
And I bounce away from there.
然后马上就弹起来。
My eyes are thrown on Christ.
而我的眼睛就抬头仰望。
And I see everything.
我就看到。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
So I'm broken.
是我是破碎。
And I'm joyful.
我也喜乐。
Only a Christian can be both at the same time.
唯有基督徒这两样两全其美。
Okay, blessed are those who mourn.
好，虚心的人有福，哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are the gentle.
温柔的人也有福。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思？温柔。
People always try to figure out what this means by trying to figure out what the word gentle means.
啊，很多人就要研究从温柔这个字什么意思啊，来明白它的意思。
Well, we need to do word study.
是，当然我们需要明白这个字。
But word studies can also be dangerous.
但是你去了解这个字根啊，字也很危险。
Because we need to do word studies in the context.
因为我们需要了解这个字的意思，在这上下文、前后文当中来。
If I want to know what does it mean to be gentle,
如果要明白何谓温柔
，it is important.
是很重要。
It says the gentle will inherit the earth.
因为温柔的人必承受地土。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？Well.Is this passage used any other place in the Old Testament?
这段经文在旧约圣经有没有别的地方也用过
？That's a good question.
很好的问题。
Psalms 37.
哎，诗篇三十七篇，我们看看。
Just really quickly.
快快的。
Look in Psalms 37.
看看诗篇三十七篇。
Verse 11.
十一节。
But the humble will inherit the land.
啊，但谦卑人必承受地土。
Okay, so now, but what does that mean?
这什么意思
？Well, if you read the whole chapter,
如果你看三七篇整篇
，this is what you discover.
你会发现
，the man Jesus is describing in the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训里头，主耶稣这位人被形容为
，in verse one,
第一节
，he does not fret because of evildoers.
他不因着作恶的心怀不平。
He is not envious of those who do wrong.
他也不向那些行不义的人生出嫉妒。
In verse two,
第二节
，He recognizes that the most powerful of men will fade like grass.
他认识到世上最强壮、最兴旺的人会像草一样快被割下。
He trusts in the Lord.
所以他信靠主。
And he does good.
他又行善。
He seeks to cultivate faithfulness in his life.
他也在他生命中培养了信实。
He delights himself in the Lord, verse 4.
第四节，他又以耶和华为乐。
And he knows that the Lord will give him the desires of his heart.
他也知道神会把他心里所求的赐给他。
Verse 5, he commits his way to the Lord.
第五节，他把他的事交托耶和华。
He trusts in him.
他依靠他。
And he knows that God will work on his behalf.
他也知道神必要为他成就。
Verse 7,
第七节
he rests patiently in the Lord.
他默然的、耐心的依靠他。
And he does not fret because of the wicked.
他也不因着恶谋成就的心怀不平。
Verse 8,
第八节
he doesn't get angry.
他不发怒。
He doesn't try to avenge himself.
他也不为自己伸冤。
Verse 9,
第九节
he waits for the Lord.
他耐心等候神。
He waits for the Lord to vindicate him.
他等候神替他伸冤。
Verse 11,
十一节
the humble will inherit the land.
啊，十一节，但谦卑人必承受地。
So if you want to know what it means to be meek in the Sermon on the Mount,
所以你要明白在登山宝训那个温柔的人什么样的人。
It's described for you in chapter 37 of the Book of Psalms.
哎，诗篇三七篇就在形容这样的人啦。
Now let's go on. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们继续看第六节，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
One time, I came to a professor of mine.
有一次我去见我一个教授。
He was a young man.
我那时候是个年轻人。
I walked in his office.
我进到他的办公室。
And I was miserable.
我那个时候很可怜的，很痛苦。
He said.
他说。
Paul, what's wrong?
保罗，咋回事
？And I said, Dr. Hunt.
我说，亨教授。
I'm not as righteous as I want to be.
我
I'm not as devoted. I'm not as holy. I hate my sin. I want to be more like Christ. And he just looked at me. He got up out of his chair. He walked around. He put both hands on my shoulders. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce you blessed. And he sat down. And I thought, that was really strange. And he looked at me and he said, do you understand what I did? And I said, no. He said, have you never read the Sermon on the Mount? You walked into my room, hungering and thirsting to be more righteous. But because you don't understand what that means, the devil was condemning you and making you miserable. But now that you know the truth, every time you're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, any time you see your sin and you want to be better, you need to rejoice. Because you will be satisfied. You see that?
看到了吗?
You see, a lot of people don't understand something. Weakness is not an obstacle to the Christian life. It's the catalyst. It's what promotes it. Every time we see our weakness, the devil tells us to stay away from God.
魔鬼撒旦会告诉你, 哎, 你远离神吧, 那么软弱,
you're not worthy.
你不配,
he doesn't love you.
神不爱你了,
look at you.
看看你自己的样子,
how can you go to God?
But
when we see our weakness,
难道我们看自己的软弱的时候,
what should be our first response?
我们应该第一个回应是什么?
We run to God.
我们应该奔头奔基督,
when you see your sin,
当你看自己的罪,
the devil tells you,
魔鬼告诉你,
stay away from God.
你远离神吧,
how can he love you?
他怎么能够爱你这样的人呢? 看你的德性,
it's a lie.
那是谎言,
the moment you see your sin,
你看到你的罪的那一刻,
God is the first person you should run to.
你应该第一个奔向神,
and when you see that you're not as righteous as you ought to be,
当你看到你不像你所想象中这样的公义圣洁的时候,
rejoice.
你要欢喜快乐,
God is working in you.
因为神在你心中动善功呢,
this is very important.
很重要.
And then he says, blessed are the merciful in verse 7.
第七天,连续人的有福了。
And I just have time to say this.
我只有时间这么说。
How can we not be merciful?
我们怎能不连续人呢?
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗?
You and I deserve to be in hell.
你我都配下地狱啊,该死了。
If God gave us what we deserved, we would be in hell.
如果神照着我们当得的来报应我们,我们都应该下地狱。
So how can we walk around giving others what they deserve?
我们怎能够到处, 报应别人呢? 惩罚别人呢?
One of the greatest evidences that you have received mercy from God,
一个最大的证据, 你从那儿, 神,
is that you give mercy to others.
就是你怜悯别人。
Verse 8,
第八节,
blessed are the pure in heart.
清心的人有福了。
Do you know what that means?
这什么意思吗?
Blessed are those who have an unalloyed heart. Who do not have competing loves in their heart. Or competing loyalties. Blessed are those who do not have idols. That take their love away from God. None of us can stand up and say our hearts are pure. But it should be our great desire. We should be reading the word. We should seek to take out those idols. We should seek a heart devoted to God. And we can rejoice. Because even though our attempts may fail, the God who began a good work in us will finish.
那位在我们心里头开始善功的必成全则。 Let's go on. 我们继续。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
It doesn't mean blessed are the pacifists.
这不是说那些不反抗别人的人很好。
You may have to fight for peace.
你可能为了平安要征战呐。
You'll definitely have to work actively for peace.
你必须要积极的要争取平安。
I know some people.
我知道有些人呢。
Who never have a problem with anybody.
他跟任何人都与世无争。
And they're in sin.
但他们还在犯罪。
Now what do I mean?
什么意思呢？
They see a believer sinning.
他们看到别的基督徒犯罪。
They never say anything.
他们闭口不言。
It's not because they love that person.
不是因为他们爱那个犯罪弟兄。
It's because they love themselves.
乃是因为他们太爱自己。
And they don't want to get in any conflict.
他们不愿意纠缠进去。
I know pastors.
我甚至知道传道人牧师。
That will let sin run rampant in the church.
他们让罪在教会里头继续蔓延扩散。
Because if they say something, the people will get mad.
因为如果他们开口说话的话，老百姓会气。
Just want to keep peace.
哦，要大家平平安安、和和睦睦就好了。
That's not peace.
那不是真平安。
It's not.
不。
We ought to seek the peace.
我们应该寻求平安。
But it ought to be in love.
但是应该在爱中寻求平安。
Which means sometimes.
意思就是有时候。
We may even have to start a war.
有时候我们必须要开始打仗。
But if you're always walking around causing a war,
如果你所到之处都征战的话
you're not what I'm talking about.
你不是我讲的。
Now finally,
好，最后
blessed are those who have been persecuted.
好，为义受逼迫的有福了。
The tense of the verb here,
这里的时态，动词时态
indicates
显明。
Not just someone who's been persecuted once.
这显明这个人不仅仅被逼迫一次两次而已。
But their life is literally marked by persecution.
而且他们一辈子都受到很大的逼迫。
Now one time there was someone in our church many years ago.
很多年前哈，在我们的秘鲁的教会。
And he said, Brother Paul, I'm being persecuted.
他说保罗弟兄啊，我正在受逼迫。
Terribly at my job.
在我的工作单位上，哎呀，好可怜，人家都逼迫我。
Because it just that.They don't love the gospel.
因为他们不喜爱福音。
And I looked at him.
我看着他。
And as a peacemaker.
我身为一个使人和睦的人。
I said this.
我说。
No, brother.
不，弟兄。
They're persecuting you at your job.
他们在你的工作单位上逼迫你。
Because you are the laziest person I have ever met in my life.
因为你是我一辈子碰到最懒惰的人。
We should be persecuted because of our love for Christ.
我们应该因着我们爱我们的主而受逼迫。
And our love for others in Christ's name.
我们奉主的名爱别人而受逼迫，应该是。
And not because of some immorality or lack of virtue.
而不是因着我们缺乏美德，我们缺德受逼迫。
Well, I think this is the shortest sermon I've ever preached in my life.
我想这是我这辈子讲最短的一篇道。
But I hope this has been helpful.
但我相信这，相信对你有益处。
And know this also.
你也要知道。
The old preachers of a long time ago.
过去的那些老传道人。
They use this text.
他们用这段经文。
As a means of giving believers assurance.
是给信徒他们确据的。
And by taking assurance away from false converts.
也要借这段经文把那些假信徒的里面的假的把握拿走。
If you're truly a Christian,
如果你是个真基督徒，
it doesn't mean these things are going to be found perfectly in your life.
不见得这些美德在你生命中十全十美。
But they are going to be found there to some degree.
但是多多少少都会有一些。
And they will be growing.
也会不断的成长。
Are you truly Christian?
你是个真基督徒吗？
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，为你的道感谢你。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use it in the heart of the hearers.
主，愿你在听者的心中动工。
For salvation and greater conformity to you.
好使他们得救，也使他们更加的像你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. God bless you.
神赐福我弟兄姊妹。